You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Elaine Bogan. With the release of Spirit Untamed, Elaine Bogan tells a story of empowerment and fearlessness for the whole family. Set in a small town, young Lucky Prescott connects with a wild horse named Spirit, who shares her adventurous heart. However, when a wrangler attempts to round up all the local horses for profit, Lucky and her friends must team up to help free Spirit and his herd. In this one-on-one, Steve speaks to Bogan about the unique relationship between humans and horses, and what excited her most about the film. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Hi, Steve. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Elaine. It's very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. It's a lovely film.
Thank you.
It's beautiful and very, very sweet. What was it that excited you most about Spirit?
Yeah, you know, when I'm first approached about any project to work on, the foremost important thing is that the story itself has multiple elements in it that I feel I can really deeply connect to on a personal level and pull from life experience. And this had so many areas to talk about in that respect. But, you know, I'll share that when I first got the phone call to become a part of this project, I was sitting in the parking lot of the Los Angeles Equestrian Center, just having finished ridden my horse for the evening on my way home. So the timing of all of that felt perfect. And the idea that this story was about a young woman struggling to find her feet and going on this epic journey supported by friends who love her just felt like something a lot of us go through at a very young age. So it was, you know, I felt like it was a story I could tell and be authentic about it.
That's exciting. And now my understanding is you have a mild passing interest in horses.
A little bit. Yeah.
Just a slight, you know, even right there, you're like, well, I got the call. I had just come back from riding my horse.
Yeah. Just a tiny, tiny slight obsession. Maybe. Yeah. I've been riding horses since I was 8 or 9. And it's been such a big, big part of my life and formed a lot of the personality I have today. And, you know, there's so much that I was able to pull from and infuse into pieces of the relationship between Lucky and Spirit that have hopefully been able to create a story that feels authentic and believable for people.
Well, you sort of said something there that I thought interesting. You talked about how it shaped you, but it seems that there truly is a unique relationship between humans and horses. And I was wondering, you know, with your experience, what is that? Why is that so unique?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things. But you know, horses have been around in human civilization for thousands of years. So I think the understanding and the deep level of that relationship is so universal, and just it's an unspoken understanding. But you know, for me, it's always been impossible to describe to another person who hasn't interacted with horses what that emotion feels like, what that relationship is, because it's just such a, when you're around a horse, you know, even me as an 8 or 9 year old kid, reaching inside and finding the confidence and this bravery to walk up to a 1200 pound animal and ask it to walk down the aisle with you I can't describe that. So here, directing a crew of artists and animators and production people, I couldn't relay that unless I took them with me. So I took a lot of my crew to the LA Equestrian Center to have these experiences themselves so that they too could be authentic storytellers with their craft, whether it be design, painting, or animating. And I really think that helped. It's unique, but I think it's not just unique to human and horse. I think, you know, all you guys out there who have dogs or cats at home or who have had an animal in their life, that you have this bond, this unique, undescribable bond, being able to communicate with an animal that doesn't speak to you. It's special to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, now I don't have the experience with horses. I have dogs. But it really is interesting to me that the personalities that come out of these not just the animals themselves, but in the film, you bring them out with these creatures. So I was wondering, like, I really want to talk to you about that, but also the visual style. Like, what was it that you were trying to accomplish when bringing these characters to life?
Yeah, I mean, horses are, their personalities and their characters are very much like people. And I've worked with many, many different horses in my life, and they all had such unique, quirky personalities. Some were, I had a horse one time who was the grumpy old man of the barn, and I was the only person he'd let come near it. And, my current horse, Ziggy, he's just a lovable goofball, and he would come and curl up in your lap if he could, if he wasn't this big. And so I really tried to reflect that in the horses of our film to try and relay that. It's such a fun element of the film, and hopefully it adds a lot of humor and understanding of that part of things. But as far as the visual style, we had a big challenge as far as creating a film that felt very much a part of the Spirit universe and the projects that already exist within it, the first film and the TV series. So, we wanted to both create a project that felt existing fans of the properties could appreciate, but also something visually new and big to hit the theater screen that would feel very cinematic and bring in new audience members as well.
Yeah, it's lovely. And, just as we start to wrap up, Elaine, I was just wondering what you hope audiences take away from the film.
I hope that our young Lucky just inspires everybody to be brave enough to fight like crazy for what you believe is right, even though it may seem impossible.
I love that. Thanks so much. It's a real privilege to chat with you. Have a great
day. Thanks so much. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you, too.
Never stop.